Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below. Because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
This is not okay. This needs to stop now. Stop. No. Just stop it.
I just got back from a date with this guy who I matched with on Hinge last week. We went on our first date last Wednesday, today's Sunday.
What do we know already? She matched with him on Hinge. So already we know what this guy looked like. We know what his height is. We know if he take good pictures. We know if he got a good job. Everything that would be listed on a Hinge account, we know he checks out. So off top, if she matched on him, he's a top tier dude, because we know those are the only type of guys that they swipe on. A study came out that said women swipe on the top 5% of men on dating apps. So he's already elite off top. So there's certain things we're going to be able to predict about this date before I even press play. He ain't going to be that pressed about her.
I will bet my bottom dollar on that.
I'm willing to bet if he was a bottom, 80%er, that whatever the problem's going to be on this date, it wouldn't have been a problem.
On Wednesday, we went to a few bars and we were having a great time. We were vibing, we were talking, laughing, and we might have kissed at the end of the night. And then he asked me if I was free on Sunday, and I was like, yeah. So naturally, I was very excited and I was a little bit embarrassed about how excited I was for today.
We'll sleep with you once, you fall in love with him, and you will never hear from him again.
Okay, so what do we know so far? This guy's the fucking man. Not only is he tall, good looking, and photogenic, he also know how to riz women up, have them laughing all night, and get a kiss at the end of the night. So he just went from top 5%er to top 0.5%er.
I don't know what you heard about me, but ups, you can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see that I'm a motherfucker, P.I.M.P.
The more she tell about how great this guy is, the further she drops as far as measuring up to him.
So we go to this diner to get food, and we walk in, and this waitress who greets us is a very attractive woman, and I like saw that immediately, and she says hi to him, and he says hi to her, but not just like any hi, it's like a hi, like a flirtatious hi.
Why does that not surprise me?
What a shocker. I mean, yeah, he's a natural. He's a natural playboy. What can I say? He just has this effect on women. And that's why he had that effect on you. Why don't y'all get it? Do you see all those damn rings on her hand and black fingernail polish? At first, she seemed like an all-American white girl cheerleader. But now that I picked up on that, I'm getting a dark vibe from her. A gothic dark vibe. And even look at the face when I paused it. I could see her standing over your bed looking at you while you sleep. I could see that. And anytime a woman talk with her hands, that's a huge red flag. She might be white, and you might think she pretty, but she ghetto.
We now return to...
He knows her. He says, he greets her by her name. Let's call her Susie. He goes, hi, Susie. And then he introduces me to her. He goes, Nicole, this is Susie. Or he doesn't even say my name. He was just like, this is Susie. And he doesn't introduce Susie to me. And I was like, okay, so I know her name, but she doesn't know my name. Whatever. She seats us in like one of these tables. It's like a booth seat and then like a chair. He sits in the booth. So I take the chair. And then as we were ordering, and when it's time to like get the attention of the server to order, we see Susie.
Like, how long have we been watching this? Like, what we've heard so far could have been condensed to probably 15 seconds. Matter of fact, let me do it real quick. I met this really hot guy. We went on our first date. It went great. And on the second date, he knew the waitress. And then we sat down. Yeah, see?
I know it's not rocket science, but it seems like it's pretty difficult for you to figure out.
Yes, he boinked the waitress. Big whoop, big shocker. You know, don't be insecure. You're a cute girl. Just, sit in your power and know that he's sitting with the best option he could be sitting with right now. You know, don't be insecure. Y'all always talking about us being insecure. You're sounding insecure, baby. You're a queen. Don't ever forget. Remember what all your TikTok watchers tell you. You're a beautiful queen who could do no wrong. Don't let this waitress bitch ruin your date.
Oh, okay. I see what you did there.
And he's like, look at her. Isn't she's just so beautiful.
You're a victim.
Oh, she's so beautiful. Okay. Why don't you go on a date with her then? Why am I sitting here? Let me go call her over and I can give her my seat and then I can serve you guys.
That's a great idea.
But I didn't say that. I don't know why I didn't say anything, but I...
How did I know that was all in her head? Because these bitches aren't really brave when it comes to the dudes that are clearly better than them. They got all the confidence in the world when it comes to looking down on dudes they see as beneath them. But when it comes to the top dogs, they bite their motherfucking tongue.
Isn't that a big coincidence? That's a kawinky dink.
Now, if she was on a date with one of those dudes that she got marked as, you know, free food in her phone, she would have said that out loud with no motherfucking problem.
I stand behind it. I guarantee it.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams that won't be available to my basic subscribers?
Not really. No.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete Alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
How can you be that stupid to be on a date with a woman and then call another woman beautiful? Is that, am I being dramatic?
Hell yeah. Look, yes, you're being dramatic. You can't help that. And the reason you didn't say anything, because you're a fucking coward. You were scared of blowing your chances at being able to blow Chad later that night.
Bingo.
This is one excited banana to do this hands-free challenge.
If you're a guy, can you tell me, would you do that? If you're a straight guy.
No, we wouldn't do it. Like, the bottom 80% of men wouldn't do it. But who gives a shit what we think, because you're never going to go on a date with us. So you're just looking for attention and likes and comments. You don't really give a damn what we think if we would do it. We wouldn't do it, and that's one of the reasons why you wouldn't go on a date with us. We got too much character. And dudes with good character are boring. This says, POV, your man made you a housewife, dog mom, spoils you like crazy, and retired you at 28. Man, every woman like this should be super appreciative, should never nag, and should treat him like an absolute king. But I'm willing to bet that this woman doesn't do that. She acts probably like a spoiled fucking brat. And she's always nagging him for more and more. And he does it. If I had to guess the dynamic. You never know. But she don't seem like the soft, sweet, submissive, don't nag a lot, don't require a lot type.
You don't know that.
Well, I already know this dude is sucking a simp because he agreed to this TikTok. So that tells us all we need to know about his lack of sack.
Dead giveaway. Dead Charles, giveaway.
Charles, thank you very
dead
much.
Dead giveaway.
I lived this life for 6-7 years. I met my husband and just, I mean, we settled in really quick together. I gave up my full-time job probably within 6 months of being together. We got married. I had a vow made to me that I would always be taken care of, always be provided for, never be put in a position where I'd have to restart my life.
And let me guess, he was a Yusuf, so you had to get out of there. It's bullshit, man. Like, they want the best of everything, the worst of nothing. If a man is doing all that for you, he deserved to run the show. I'm sorry. And it's not a Yusuf. Can you imagine how appreciative men would be if a attractive woman came up and said, baby, you retired. All you got to do is F me and, you know, sweep from time to time. And you don't ever got to work again in your life. And I'm going to work 2 and 3 jobs just to make sure you don't got to lift a finger in the workforce. You know how appreciative men would be? The house would be clean. The dishes would be done. And she would be getting her back blown out good every night. And if we wasn't good in bed, we would take classes. We would look up stuff online. We would try to be the best in every area. And we would be devoted to them and just, oh my goodness, we would be so good to them. But women don't appreciate this shit because they feel they're just entitled to it. And then not only that, they feel if they leave one guy like that, there'll be another around the corner who perfect. You know, it's just not going to happen. It's just not realistic. She's going to regret leaving this man before I even hear about what he did. Because she'll never get another man like that, I bet.
That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, he took care of me and I never had to work and he was devoted to me and he would do everything to make me happy, but he always would leave the toilet seat up. And I don't gotta take that. I deserve better. Get the fuck out of here.
At the time, I thought I was making a very sane decision by quitting my full-time job, not saving money, and serving him, serving my son, my whole family unit, taking care of the dogs, taking care of the home. I stayed very, very busy. Don't get me wrong. Like, I was always doing something, always taking care of whatever needed to be taken care of. I was a great stay-at-home wife, mom. Like I said, I thought it was a good decision, but it was a huge risk. And now I am reaping what I sowed. And what I'm reaping is a huge regret. No savings, having to jumpstart my career again, starting all over. Here I am, 31, divorced, sitting on my new apartment floor.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
I don't know if she's gonna say why she left this amazing man, because so far, we didn't hear anything bad about him. I don't know why she left him, but even if she do tell us why she left him in this long, drawn-out, you know, video, it's not a coinkydink that she's getting to that dead last.
Looking at TikToks like this and thinking, whoo, that was me. Really wish I would have been smarter. So take it from me. We always think it's never going to happen to us, that he would never, that we're set for life, right? That this is our new lifestyle and it's amazing and wonderful. And let me tell you, I enjoyed every minute of it until my life imploded and then I had to start over. So just woman to woman, if you're considering doing something like this, just know the risk you're taking. Be smart. Think about what you're doing now.
She's not going to say it, I guess, but somehow her life imploded. She's not going to tell you that it was because she cheated or she treated him like complete crap and he finally just got fed up and left her. She's not going to mention that. She's just going to say my life imploded.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.